Prior to lockdown taking effect, the South African economy was already battling recessionary territory. Some argue that we've now tipped into a depression, with economic activity plunging by 51% on a quarter-on-quarter and annualized basis in the second quarter, with the mining and manufacturing sectors taking the most strain, despite maintaining some activity due to its essential service status during Level 5 lockdown. Martin Ackerman, who's chief economist at Citadel, joins us now with his analysis of the print and where it places this economy on the path moving forward. Thanks so much, Martin, for your time this evening. So we knew that we had to brace ourselves for a 50% contraction in GDP, and this on the back of what has been one of the most restrictive lockdowns in the world. What was glaring for you? Because some are saying, on the one hand, that there's no way you can spin this 51% decline. Others arguing that it's an annualized number that we're looking at, so it compounds the size of the move and it can be misleading. So is it?
Yeah, no, good evening. I fully agree with that. You know, the minus 50 quarter on quarter annualized is really zooming on this quarter, the way we've been locked down. So let's put that number into perspective. Mm-hmm. It actually implies that, you know, if we follow the same lockdown for four quarters, a full year, then the actual growth number for the year will be minus 50. So we will actually reduce the minus 50% growth. So if we look at the annual growth, so compared to last year this time, that number was minus 17, which is also bad. You know, it shows that we 17% smaller compared to last year this time. But the quarter-on-quarter analyze definitely focused specifically on this quarter of full lockdown. Having said that, you know, we've seen similar numbers around the world during lockdown. You know, some countries reporting 30% declines, 40% declines. So that's a result of the global economy, or actually global community, making the decision to lock down communities to actually flatten the curve. And that's the impact from an economic point of view. I think we should almost look through this number, and, you know, there's other things that's more concerning, because from a statistical base point of view, quarter three and four, we're going to see a strong rebound because the economy is opening up, people are going back to work, restaurants are functioning again. So you will see a rebound. But that rebound, unfortunately, won't take us back to where we would have been without COVID. Now, I think the biggest thing that we need to focus on is the fact that we had already two negative quarters back end of 2019, another quarter, negative quarter beginning of this year. And if we haven't had COVID, the second quarter would have been negative in any case. Mm. So South Africa is dealing with a very low growth recession environment due to structural issues. And those issues will be with us again in the next three, four, five quarters, unless we see reforms and structural changes.
So that being said then, Martin, just how sobering do you think today's print was for policymakers? Because the hope is that this is going to see them start refocusing, their energies on undertaking structural reforms in electricity, labor regulations, spectrum allocation as well. But we've also been beating this drum for the longest while.
Yeah, no, we've been talking about this for a number of years now already. Again, I think the government understands the problem. They got the right economic plans, from the National Development Plan to the latest recovery plan from the ANC. That's not really the issue. The issue is delivery, execution. And that track record is missing at this point in time. Whether you look at the SOEs, can even think about the 500 billion stimulation package that we had for COVID. You know, less than a third of that's actually being implemented. So
and
it's not
the extent to which that has actually filtered through, even the less than a third that has been pushed into the economy. The extent that has actually filtered through to the real economy, a question altogether in itself.
Yes, exactly. So if we succeeded in implementing all of it, maybe we've been able to see some support to the economy, but the fact that we're not close to those levels, so we're not even getting close in terms of supporting the economy. If you look at that stimulation package as a percentage of our GDP, that's all we can afford, fair enough. But compared to other countries, it's a drop in the bucket. So we're starting with a smallish stimulation package, then we can't implement it quickly enough. And all of those things are contributing to lower economic growth. Having said all of that, I do think, like I've mentioned, that going forward, now is the time, like always, to actually see those reforms taking place. And hopefully, this has been a bit of a wake-up call to realize that if we don't do it now, we won't benefit from a rebound globally over the next 2, 3, 4 years, because the same headwinds that we had pre-COVID last year this time is still embedded in our economic environment.
Especially when you've got that overarching risk that Eskom and its load shedding schedule presents to productivity levels overall. What it also throws into the spotlight, Martin, though, is the need for public-private partnership. But with confidence just so low right now, how do we get to the point? How do we get to what we need to get this economy growing, when you don't see the movement from government to the extent and at the pace it needs to be happening?
Yeah, I think, up to now, the political muscle or the political will's been, given the factional issues within the ANC, we haven't seen as much as we would like to see at this point in time. It is a slow-moving process. Whether it's turning around Eskom or whether it's turning around any private sector business, it takes time. It's not something that you do overnight. I do think our president is very much focused on rebuilding confidence. He's been busy with that for the last 2 years. Unfortunately, COVID for the rest of the world, including us, is something that's been out of our hands. So I still think we're on that path of trying to rebuild confidence, getting foreign investments back into the country. But at this point in time, the best thing that the government can do is to actually start with some of these projects. So we spoke a lot about the infrastructure development plans and projects. If we can really fast track some of those at this point, and there will be a lot of private initiative as well. I think a lot of the investors these days are more willing to support a private-public partnership and not only a government kind of program. And then we can start to get traction. So yeah, we typically say it after the budget as well, but time is now in terms of showing some muscle, making the right changes to create an environment where we can actually benefit from recovering from a very low base
Martin, very
going forward.
quickly, and before I let you go, while we wait for that to come to the fore, what role do you see the SARB playing next week, of course, announcing its interest rate decision?
Yeah, well, I think the SARB's been the biggest team player to date in terms of that stimulation package. The 3% drop in interest rates has been the biggest injection in terms of supporting the economy. That was more than what they've budgeted for, initially from a stimulation package. So we're probably sitting at close to 100 billion relief in terms of what that provided. I think where we are right now, there's room for another cut next week. And that's the right thing for where the economy is at this point in time.
Well, we wait and see. That was Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel.